USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still described as a nasty and dangerous rainmaker, Florence has been downgraded to tropical depression. The National Weather Service reporting the storm, now packing maximum sustained winds of about 35 miles an hour southwest of Columbia, South Carolina, but dumping dozens of inches of rain on the Carolinas, where at least 13 people have died because of the storm, and nearly a million people are without power because of it. The power's back north of Boston, where there were dozens of natural gas fires and explosions on Thursday, Governor Charlie Baker says.
Inspections have been completed and signed off on over 5,000 residences. Over 5,000 customers have had their power restored.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pope Francis with a message for the Sicilian Mafia. Give up crime and embrace love. He was speaking to a crowd in Palermo Saturday, warning that people cannot believe in God and be members of the Mafia. The Pope said, Sicily requires men and women of love, not men and women of honor, a reference to a code that Mafia members proclaim to live by. One in five college students thinks about suicide, according to a new Harvard Medical School study. It claims students are experiencing more stress and feel the obstacles they face cannot be overcome. The survey finding that more than half of LGBTQ students contemplate suicide at some point. A U.S. Border Patrol agent's accused of murdering four people in Webb County, Texas. Authorities arresting 35-year-old Juan David Ortiz, who's being described as a serial killer. Reports are he's confessed to killing four people between September 3rd and 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Authorities on Cape Cod, Massachusetts say a man died from a shark attack there on Saturday. 26-year-old Arthur Medidi was swimming off the beach at Wellfleet when he was bitten by the shark at about noon. He was pulled from the water, was given first aid, but he was later pronounced dead at a hospital. Another man had been injured in a Cape Cod shark attack last month. Folks in Australia are throwing away their strawberries. USA's Wendy King tells us why.
Australian authorities are warning its citizens against eating certain brands of strawberries after some have been found to contain hidden sewing needles inside. The needle scare started with the Berry Obsession, Berrylicious, and Donnybrook brands, but it has expanded to include three more, Love Berry, Delightful Strawberries, and Oasis brand. Officials are saying that all strawberries, regardless of the brand, should be cut before they're eaten. It's unclear exactly how many strawberries have been compromised.
And it's still unclear why a solar observatory in New Mexico was evacuated and abruptly closed last week. But a spokeswoman from the National Solar Observatory tells the Washington Post the closure is not linked to extraterrestrials. The Post reports the FBI has been in at the scene since the time of the evacuation and that local law enforcement and most everyone else have been kept pretty much in the dark. For USA.